Doing something they haven't done for a long, long time. That's to win the first five games of the season. They sit on top of the ladder. They had a 62-point victory over the Gold Coast Suns, who have been ravaged by injury, we must say. And one of the better players yesterday, a former Adelaide Crow, they discovered this cricketer. Alex Keith joins us. Keithy, thanks for your time.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problems at all. Kim Dillon speaking. How are you finding Doggyland? You've had a couple of years there. How's it compare to your time at Adelaide?
Yeah, no, it's been great. Obviously very grateful to Adelaide for giving me the opportunity. Out of cricket, and had a great few years there. And really appreciative for the trade that went through, and enjoying the new teammates of the Dogs.
Can we just tidy it up? When you left, I believe you wanted to stay, but the Doggies gave you security.
Yeah. Like, I think it was mutual decision is probably the right term, I guess. It's, Adelaide, we're in a transition period, and, it was a good opportunity for me to move back closer to the family and, take an opportunity where I'd probably have a little bit more responsibility at the Dogs and, exciting young list at that stage. So, as I said, very, very grateful for the opportunity.
And Alex, you're coming up around 60 games as you move through the season. Could you have thought that you'd potentially be a 100-game player when you first come in and really taken it seriously in the system?
Yeah, no, definitely no thoughts of that sort of milestone. And I was treated like I was injured when I first got to the club. I was still playing cricket, and I think they a bit worried I might stuff up some of the drills coming in, straight in and training with some AFL players. So it's a goal of mine to play my first game, and anything from there was a real bonus.
And you're 27, 28 this year. You obviously still feel like you're learning your craft down back. I mean, you're such a great intercept mark. You play that one-on-one game so well, but always looking to develop your game still, even at your age.
Yeah, definitely. I think at Adelaide, I was really lucky to have some mature bodies around me, and it taught me, the art of defend first and some of the real fundamentals there. And I've really enjoyed my time at the Dogs, and they challenged me to, build my game. And they, they talk about 18-man offense and defense, so. A bit more stuff with challenging me around ball in hand and things like that. Rowan Smith and Bevo as well have challenged me in that space. So it's been a good learning environment.
And that learning experience, Alex, for this season in particular, with the rule changes and how quickly the ball's moving, what's been the biggest takeaway for yourself over the course of the first five games that you've played this season?
Yeah, not to give away 50-metre penalties for a start. I stuffed up that rule in the first game. I was a bit too eager on the mark, but I think it's a great rule for the game, and credit to the AFL. I was certainly one of the doubters when the rule was being talked about, and I thought that manning the mark aggressively was really important to team defence, but I think everyone would agree now that it's allowed the game to open up, and it puts us under a bit more pressure defensively, but I think it's a really good spectacle for fans.
I was going to say, how have you had to evolve your own game style to suit that, given that you would like to be aggressive on the mark? How have you had to alter your own way of playing?
Yeah, I think that there's less times where players are having to kick over fingertips when they've taken a mark, so that means the ball's probably coming in a little bit cleaner into the forward line, so you've got to defend a little bit closer. It's been seen pretty clearly that you need to be right on your toes and ready to not zone off as much, but then find those opportunities when you can to intercept and help your teammates out.
I tell you what, Keithy, your midfield's just rude at the moment. Bontempelli, 33 touches. Dunkley, 38. They're just going crazy. And then you must be laughing all the way to the bank with Adam Treloar as well. The midfield you've got is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it is. It's pretty special at the moment, and I think something that probably hasn't been spoken about is how team first they all are. And you know, if someone gets tagged or they find an opportunity where they can pull other teams apart, if someone's getting some attention, then and either of them are happy to do that. So yeah, they're good players, but also good team first players, I think, which is been great in the early rounds, and yeah, certainly makes it a lot easier for us defenders when there's that heat on in the midfield.
Now, when you were at Adelaide, correct me if I'm wrong, your nickname was the Grand Pirate. Are they still calling you that at the Doggies, or are they giving you a different name? You're very one pace, and you wear the slippers and tracky dags.
yeah, that's not bad actually. I can't argue with that. I don't.
Are they giving you a new nickname?
I think not really. It's Keithy, or they've been calling me Cheeky a bit, but rhymes with Ron, so yeah, it's pretty stock standard. Yeah, I think they can do a bit better than that, but anyway, you don't choose them, do you? So yeah. I still wear the same slippers though.
You were famous for that, and someone that would have taken the mickey out of you was Taylor Walker. You got very different captains. He was your captain at Adelaide, now you got the Bont. Tell us how they vary.
Yeah, both different in their own ways, but both exceptional leaders, and I think just the respect amongst the players is what sets them apart. I think the AFLPA player vote for best captain, they've both been up there, right up there. I think Bont was second last year in his first year, so, and Tex won it, I think, a couple of years when I was over there. So I've been very fortunate to have them both as captain.
The belief that the Bulldogs group is starting to generate now, and we're seeing the confidence with how you've played in the first five rounds, what do you think is ultimately achievable this year for the Western Bulldogs group?
Yeah, I think there's a lots of opportunities now that we've set a little foundation for ourselves. But we've still got the bulk of the season to go, and I think we've got to keep learning and developing. Bevo was pretty firm on us about the third quarter yesterday, where we were unfortunately let the Gold Coast score quite heavily. And you know, after some pretty powerful footy in the first half, so. Yeah, I think Bevo just wants us to keep learning, and but see each week as an opportunity to win. You know, he doesn't feel like we're getting closer and closer to a loss. We want the mindset to be chasing the next win. That's as basic as we want to keep it, and it's a long season.
This is AFL Nation. We're having a chat to Western Bulldogs defender Alex Keith, also affectionately known as Gramps, old Grandpa Keithy. Tell you what, you'll need the long underwear next Friday. You're going to Manuka to take on the Giants. It gets damn cold there, Alex.
Yeah, no, it does. I played against, we've been to Ballarat, obviously, last week, and so that might be a bit of a tune-up for it. But, we're looking forward to it, and the club, you know, really looks forward to the games against GWS, and we anticipate it'll be a pretty fierce contest again.
Alex, always good to have a chat. Congratulations on the success so far and your game yesterday with your 20 possessions. You're looking right at home at the Doggies. They're going to be very hard to beat. We hope to chat to you again throughout the year. All the best at Manuka.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.